Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by The CW. Watch new episodes of Batwoman on Sundays at 8, 7 Central and Nancy Drew on Wednesdays at 9, 8 Central, or stream both for free on The CW app.
You or Jayla? Yeah, 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 they wanna know.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you learn everything you need to know about celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And it's a big day for music, Lindsay.
It's a big day.
Kesha released a new song.
Love it.
And so did Selena Gomez.
Love it less, but still it's fine.
Did you see Selena Gomez's surprise second single drop after the first one, Lose You to Love Me?
The one that's like, nah, 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 nah. What's
it's like, wah, 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 wah.
What is her? It's a lot of mouth noise.
That's what I call Selena Gomez's vocal abilities, too.
Mouth noise.
It's a lot of mouth noise.
I didn't mean it like that, but it is a lot. But the song, if you listen to it, there's one part where she's like, wah, wah, or something. Like, I listened to it last night, so I kind of forget, but it was like, bah, bah, bah. What? How does it? Wait.
Before we move on, it's very Themmy, so we may as well start with Themmy stuff and just keep going. Also, the Kesha song rules.
Yeah, the Kesha song is
welcome
good.
Back, Kesha. We missed you.
Love her.
Warrior era is back. So when Selena Gomez released her song a couple days ago, Lose You to Love Me, I can't even talk about this without laughing.
What?
Immediately after or right around the same time, Hailey Baldwin posted a screenshot of a song called I'll Kill You. And and everyone was like, Hailey Baldwin wants to kill Selena Gomez. And every headline was like, Hailey Baldwin posts I'll Kill You after Selena Gomez releases her new.
What is the song? Is it Summer Walker, I'll Kill You?
Yes, okay. It's Summer Walker. It's okay. Summer Walker.
It's just so funny because the song is called I'll Kill You. It's not even subtle. It's just like, right. I'll kill you.
It's not a song that's called like Walking on Air that has a line, I'll kill you. It's like fully just called I'll Kill You.
Or like a song that's called like Watch Out or like Be Careful or like Back Off or like My Man or something like a little bit less like I'll Kill You. Hailey Baldwin's been actually really going through it since she got married. Did you also see her thing against Halloween? It was pro Halloween. She was like, I am claiming Halloween for the Christians.
She's like, Christians are, I've been doing this for every holiday. And you know what? I'm a Christian and I'm going to do it for Halloween as well. And there's no problem with that. Like Christmas is a pagan holiday. It's like, Hailey read one book. Hailey read one synopsis of a book and like went off.
She was mad because she like opened her ask box or whatever on Instagram and somebody was like, you can't celebrate Halloween, you're Christian, like Christians, and she was like, you can't tell me I can't celebrate Halloween, it set her off.
Okay, but enough about Hailey Baldwin, this is about Selena Gomez. Neither of them are dead, neither of them have been killed, but I do love this headline because it's peak Us Weekly. Selena Gomez breaks her silence after Hailey Baldwin's I'll Kill You post, comma, surprise releases another song. So
they're acting like she recorded this after Hailey Baldwin posted I'll Kill You on
her
Instagram unrelated. It's like, no, Selena Gomez, this is the B side. The A side was like, you fucked me up, and the B side was like, I'm over it. Duh.
Yes, exactly.
Both written by the same people, Justin Tranter or whatever, and Julia Michaels. Yeah.
Julia
Michaels. You can tell they wrote it. That's why it sounds like mouth noise.
She wrote, I'm grateful for the response the song is getting. I'm so grateful, Gomez 27 said. However, I do not stand for women tearing women down, and I will never, ever be by that. So please be kind to everyone. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If you're my fans, don't be rude to anybody, please. In a way, she did break her silence about the Hailey Baldwin thing, but she didn't do it explicitly, so I don't even think that really counts. You're not allowed to use the term break your silence unless it's an explicit reference to the thing that you're saying that they broke their silence about. There was no silence, you know, like... She wasn't silent. It was a couple hours.
Also, it's not, it's whatever. Yeah, it's fine. It's not, do I think that Hailey Baldwin posted that on purpose? Yes.
Of course. Of course she did. In response, the Drop the Mic co-host, that's Hailey Baldwin, by the way, wrote in an Instagram comment, please stop with this nonsense. There is no response. This is complete BS. You want to kill Selena Gomez?
Yeah, well.
I'll Kill You is just...
I'll Kill You is pretty funny.
Okay, this is who's
sorry,
there.
Sorry, the song goes, that's what the song is, that mouth noise. Not like mouth noise like chewing or spitting or eating, it's the sorry, just was, I was like, I'm missing what it actually
Wait,
was.
Listen.
What is that? to be fair, that works so well within her range, which her range is about from, her range is like a, like about 3 inches. It's about.
I was about to say, from where I'm sitting now to my window, like it's
no, it's like the length of my desk. It's short. The range, God. It works within the range. The
her range is a Wi-Fi router that like you definitely need an extender for. You know, like it's like an old Wi-Fi router that only works in one room.
The thing is that Selena doesn't have the actual range, but she has the range.
She has the
theoretical range, but she doesn't have the actual range, which is what is so magical about Selena Gomez.
This is a question for like a scientist, but
don't
like,
you think though?
No, I think absolutely. And also Selena Gomez is one of those celebrities who is not one of those. There aren't many of them. That's the whole point. Selena Gomez is like phenomenally, tremendously, almost like indescribably successful. She's like she's like The Walking Dead, where it's like you kind of think like, oh, The Walking Dead's still on, but you know, like 7 billion people across the planet watch The Walking Dead. Selena Gomez is like popular literally everywhere.
Right. You're like, oh, Selena Gomez makes music still, and it's like she's number one.
Yeah,
in every
that
country.
Song called like Fetish, that song called Wolves, it streamed 70 billion times on Spotify around the world. So like She has the range in that respect. People love her.
So she's gonna, what you're saying is she's gonna all the way to the bank.
Exactly. She already did. She already has. And she will keep doing it. I will say though, centering an album around Justin Bieber is so boring. Like if it were anyone but Justin Bieber, because it's Justin Bieber, I'm just like, girl, you lucked out. Just move on.
But breakups are great fodder for albums. Like, God, it's the oldest tale in the book. And people love like a Taylor Swift, you know, story where it's like, this is about Justin Bieber. He did just get married to like a seemingly crazy person. So like, you know, work with that. You know, they've all found God though. So they really can't even like get mad at each other anymore.
No.
Like,
no.
Like, technically, they all have to apologize.
And everyone involved is so Christian Hillsong now that they can't be openly mean, which is really funny.
Do you know what Selena's going to do, though? She's going to come out and she's going to pull a Sufjan where she's going to say all the songs about Jesus, not about Justin.
Yeah. They were inspired by her experience with Hillsong, not Justin Bieber.
Right. And you're going to be like, okay,
Jesus
bitch.
Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus Christ. It is really funny that this video was shot on iPhone.
Yeah, well, that's Spawn. You know that.
I know.
You can tell.
She put it in the hashtag. Okay, welcome to Who's There, our weekly call-in show where we accept your questions, comments, and concerns. You call 619 Who Them. We may play the call and address it. We may not. We begin with comments, so let's start with comments.
Hey, Who Weekly. This is Al in Sydney. I am a medium-time listener and first-time caller. I was so excited when I saw the title of this week's episode and I had to call in. I live in Paddington in Sydney, as in the Paddington pooper Paddington. And I am just literally just around the corner from the Sweaty Betty offices. I also work in media and so does my husband. And my husband actually went to school with Roxy Jasenko's ex-boyfriend. So we are very kind of close to them in a weird way, but not at all. One of the things that I wanted to mention is that her daughter, Pixie Rose Curtis, is, I think she's 7 or 8, and she is an influencer in her own right. She has about 100,000 Instagram followers. And she has a range of hair bows similar to the JoJo Siwa bows called Pixie's Bows. And she is tipped to earn like $21 million by the time she's 18. She basically has her own mini empire. I think at one point she was trying to do YouTube toy reviews. She is very much a star in her own right as created by her mom. So I just wanted to let you know that there is even more to Roxy. Also, Roxy was on our Celebrity Apprentice. She's one of those celebrities. She is a celebrity in Australia. She's just one of those people that the Daily Mail constantly reports on her, and every time they do, all the comments are like, who is this person? Why do we need to hear about her? Yes. Anyway, thank you so much for your show. I love it. And if you ever come to Australia, please look us up. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, this is Al from Paddington. I called you last night, and clearly I can't stop calling because I'm obsessed with the fact that you talked about Roxy Jacinto. The other thing I wanted to tell you is that Roxy also had some eggs injected with dye pegged at her former offices, which were, I don't even think they had a security camera up front. And so it wasn't even the third time something terrible had happened, to her and there'd been an attack on her offices. It was actually at least the fourth. And I guess there's also some speculation that, various attacks have been carried out by disgruntled ex-employees because Roxy is a notoriously hard taskmaster. And that's all my Roxy update for this morning. Crunch, crunch. Bye.
Okay, so we played two calls from our new favorite Australian listener. God, we should do a show in Australia. How fun would that be? If you run any sort of like weird branded events in Australia, like some sort of like, I don't
please,
know.
Please pay for us our flights to get there and then we'll do the rest.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, it's me. I've called about the poo jogger a couple of times. But I thought you guys should know that the reason why maybe if Roxy made this up, why it would get press is because last year in Brisbane, there was actually a poo jogger, this man who would like go to this house every day and he would like poo outside it and there would always be a poo in the exact same spot every single day. And then someone that was at the place, they were obviously like really annoyed about it and they came out and they caught him in the act. They got a photo of him like actually shitting and like looking dead on at the camera and like sold it to media. And it was like this huge, huge story
last year. So maybe Roxy Jacinto was trying to like cash in on that. Either way, it's like fucking weird and funny. And yeah, I just thought I would let you guys know that there was more to the poo jogger saga. Anyway, women don't belong in balloons. Crunch, crunch.
Wait, oh my God, bye. Do you see the photo?
I mean, we said it a few weeks ago, but like Australia and your antics, I cannot believe it. It's another level down there.
So this wasn't even the first poo jogger that had like been
all
over the tabloids.
Poo jogger
was this guy, Andrew McIntosh.
But he was not pooing at like a famous person's house. He was just pooing at like a civilian's house.
But he pooed 30 times.
He had been charged with public nuisance related to just incident, but that will now be dropped from court because he elected to pay a $378 fine that carries no conviction. But he did get, he had to leave his job because he was photographed pooing.
Well, this photo is not, oh God, this photo is not healthy for me to be looking at. It's depressing. Oh.
He's enjoying this attention. He's got to be enjoying this attention. Like you're doing this because like you're like getting off on pooing in someone's front yard.
Yeah. So we should move on because I feel like people are like, stop talking about poo. But this is some great context on Roxy too.
This news.com.au article, how Brisbane's poo jogger was caught by residents. It wasn't complicated. He kept pooing in the same spot every single fucking day. So they just took a photo of him.
So they just waited for him.
They were like, oh, he'll be back at 9 p.m. Take a photo of the poo jogger.
Well, Bobby, he was regular. He couldn't help it. He was so regular.
He's getting his fiber. Okay, next comment. Oh, I love our Australian callers.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. I'm calling about the really upsetting Dennis Quaid engagement. It's upsetting because she's so damn young. And what's even more disturbing is that I happen to have insider info because my girlfriend was college roommates with Lauren Savoy, Dennis Quaid's new fiance. So even though she's private on Instagram, I get screen grabs of all of the horrifying things she posts. The most horrifying part is that she calls him DQ, as in like Dairy Queen. A lot of people are talking about how she's like Meredith, like the Parent Trap thing. I can see it, but I don't know. The DQ is upsetting. You should know that. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Calling DQ. Dennis, your old boyfriend Dennis, your old boyfriend Dennis Quaid DQ.
You are not from Texas, so you have not heard this ad, but like this is.
What is it?
God, this is like forever in my head. Wait, the end. Every Dairy Queen commercial used to end with this. DQ, that's what I
That's like a really like powerful.
But it used to sound a little bit. It was like DQ. That's what I like about Texas. That's what I like about Texas.
But DQ's everywhere.
That's what I like about Texas.
But Dairy Queen is everywhere.
Yeah, I don't really have an explanation for
so
that.
So why is that and what you like about Texas? Maybe at the time
it was only in Texas and then it expanded.
Oh, okay. Okay, then that makes sense. If it's like...
It didn't start. It started in Illinois. What the fuck?
Texas just
but
like
honestly,
owned
if
it.
You ask me what I like about Texas, DQ's on the list.
No, it's
DQ
it's like
is
maybe
on
in
the
50s.
List. It's in the 20s to 30s. It's DQ. Definitely not lower than 30s.
That's what I like. That's like the new Selena Gomez track. It's like DQ is what I like about Texas because she's, you know, she's in that range.
No, she'd call it like, that's what I like about Hillsong, like Divine you? Queen, but she's singing about like Mary.
Divine Queen is Mary.
What's interesting about Dairy Queen, and so this is a question I have for you.
Did they have,
this is not going to be annoying. Did they have DQs in the Northeast? Did they have DQs in Massachusetts? Yes.
But not a lot.
They were just the dairy part though, right? Like it was just an ice cream shop?
We never had a lot of like grill and chill, okay. If that's what you're asking.
And that's what's
the
interesting
most
to
disgusting
me
version of Dairy Queen.
I didn't, at least to my recollection, they did not refer to Dairy Queen. All Dairy Queens were everything. Growing up in Texas, like they were all everything. They didn't differentiate between like Dairy Queen, Grill and Chill. Like my favorite Dairy Queen thing apart from the Blizzard was the Country Basket, which included chicken tenders, fries, Texas toast, and then gravy. Or you could get steak fingers, fries, Texas toast, and gravy. And that's what you would get. You would get a Country Basket and then a Blizzard.
When I was in LA, there was a DQ Grill and Chill, and they were like, when they grill and chill, can't trust it. Like they were like against the they only went to the chills. They never went to the grills and chills.
But it's weird. It's baffling to me that Dairy Queen
exists
Dairy Queens
alone.
That don't sell Country Basket baskets exist, because when I first moved to New York, whatever, like over 10 years ago at this point, and I saw Dairy Queen for the first time in a couple of years, I was like, yes, Country Basket time. But it was like, just dairy? What? Queen, just dairy? Me to the Dairy Queen chill. Anyway, shout out to my Country Basket heads. They're so fucking good. You dip the toast in the gravy, and honestly, if you want to be a little gross, you squeeze
into the ice cream.
You squeeze a packet of ketchup into the gravy and make the gravy a little tangy and pink. It's really
that's
disgusting.
That's not gross. That's
everyone
smart.
Does
I thought
it,
you were
Lindsay.
Gonna dip the. I thought you were gonna go into the ice cream.
You get the gravy at the Country Gravy. Then you squeeze one packet of ketchup into it. The gravy turns
I'll
pink
do it.
And everything can be dipped in it.
Okay, then I'll do it. That's fine.
And everyone dips their fries and the ice cream, which I never understood.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were gonna say was gross.
No,
but that's
I don't do that. I don't do that, but people do that.
But back to the point, Dennis Quaid's fiance calls him DQ.
Dennis Quaid will take what he can get. Dennis Quaid doesn't care what you call him.
Let's move on. Next,
their wedding is going to be wild, and I find myself wondering if just because of this press that they've gotten recently, if now people suddenly care about this wedding, and if she's going to get some kind of like special coverage, maybe probably not Vogue, but like Elle. You know, like a women's magazine bridal coverage just because
I hope it's a thing.
And like, I mean, how badly does this woman want it is what I'm still uncertain of.
I'm not sure either. Like, but it is a weird narrative for Dennis. It's a weird, like, Dennis Quaid finds love again. Like, weird
Meghan,
thing that, like, no one cared about and, like,
God,
no
I called
one
her Meghan.
Asked. Yeah.
Meg is going to be at this wedding, you know. John Mellencamp going to be at this wedding. Ryan.
Megan Ryan. Oh, yeah. Well, they're like quote unquote friends, right?
Yeah, they're friends.
And
Jack's going to be there.
Yeah.
Like stars are going to be at this wedding.
Jack,
so I
who's
feel like
1 year younger than his new stepmother.
Stepmommy.
Very parent trappy. Okay.
Whatever.
Let's move on,
okay.
Please.
One more call. That's a comment.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Bobby. Medium time. I'm calling you internationally. Well, I'm traveling for work, and I had to figure out how to call you from abroad. It was very complicated, but it was very important that I get this message to you because I was listening to last week's call-in show and the part where you talked about the Pokemon Go app. I have information about it. The Pokemon Go SponCon, I know SponCon that people are listing. I can't tell you who, but I work for Cuspy Who Them, who you talk about on the show quite a bit, And we got the Pokemon Go spawn offer, and we passed on it. So I don't know who else it was offered to, but I do know that it was Favored Nations, $50,000, no matter who you were. And I know that at least one person who's cuspy, them to who to them, passed on it because it was my boss, and they passed on it because I told them to. And now that I see all the FunCon, I'm very proud of that decision. Okay, just wanted to give you the information. Also, I've called you so many times, and you've never played my calls. So this is the end of this call is something I called about before, which is Dominic Monaghan, Dominic West, who is more hooey, who is more themmy. Okay, thanks, Crunch Crunch. Women don't belong in balloons. Bye.
I love this caller, number one, for calling several times, number two, for giving us really, really, really good and detailed Pokemon Go information. I love spawn
Please
prices.
Call
I
us
love
back
this.
And tell us who your boss is. We won't reveal it, but I want to know now.
But I want to say, if that were me, I would have been like, take the $50,000.
Yeah,
take
are you
it.
Kidding?
Take it.
But you know what? That's why we don't work in this industry.
Exactly.
We would be like, they want you
seconds.
To, you know, they want you to jump in a pool of baked beans and then post it on Instagram. $50,000? You're going to do that. Bitch, you're going to do
sorry.
That.
Lindsay, how dare you bring baked beans? This accidental Boston stuff that comes out of your mouth.
I just,
baked
you know,
beans?
I was just thinking of like a thing that you could do.
I do love bushes, though. Oh.
Okay, I'm not talking about the food. It's just a concept that would be borderline embarrassing. I found
so
these
long.
Pokemon ads to be cute.
Charming.
And the
Charming.
More weird they were, the better they worked. Like, give me more. Like, give me more Tyne Daly-esque content here. Like, where are my Tyne Dalys with their Pokemon?
And I think the quantity leads to a sort of, like, anonymization of yourself, too. Like, obscurity. Like,
yeah.
There were so many of them.
Yeah.
It was easy to get lost in the noise. So, like, take the $50,000. People can forget about this.
Imagine getting $50K for just getting ignored. Like, it's not even... Anyways, we're not going to go... You're
I
the
will
pro.
Be ignored,
you're the,
Dan.
You're the pro here. We're not the pros. I'm not trying to, like, go against your advice. And I
yes.
actually would love to know who your boss is, because then I can make the real judgment call on whether you should have done the ad or not. But I would say that you probably
should
have done
I trust our
it.
Caller. Our caller is smart. Our caller would not have the job that they have if they were not smart.
They wouldn't be calling in internationally if they didn't know how to do that. It's pretty difficult, I hear.
I don't know how to... I don't know. Like, you have the ad numbers? No.
Ad numbers? Okay.
Add numbers to the already long number? No,
Incredible.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, let's get into
let's do
some
actual
stuff.
Questions. Here yeah. we go. Lindsay, when you came over to my apartment last week for dinner and dancing, courtesy of Lala, did it smell like beef or did it smell like cat litter?
It smelled like beef. That's what you were cooking.
That's what I was cooking. It smelled like beef, you know?
It smelled like beef.
It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I used Pretty Litter. And nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to 1 month. Gives me peace of mind. I know I'm gonna have people over and then they're like, oh, it smells like cat in here. My apartment doesn't smell like cat. That's all you want.
No, it doesn't.
You can pick up the cat and love the cat and hug the cat, but doesn't smell like cat.
No.
Their crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in your cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. This is, in my experience, this is not in the copy, especially helpful if you have a senior cat that's getting older and could have like weird medical issues. The litter crystals will change color and tell you that there might be something wrong so that when you go to the vet, you can say, hey, the litter changed color. Could be this. Check on this. So helpful. And if that is not enough for you, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You won't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space, especially if you live in a small apartment. And even better, you don't have to lug the huge tubs from the store to your car, up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. Comes right to you. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. Prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. I just fell down an Instagram hole and I came across @Michael. So he has @Michael, which I feel like is a pretty big accomplishment in and of itself, but he's friends with literally every who. He's friends with Lily Reinhart and Kiernan Shipka, and Kristen Stewart is in some of his photos. Obviously, Queen Rita is. Who is this man? Thanks. Good form, Bella Thorne.
This call sent me on a spiral that was so mm-hmm. dangerous that it took up almost mm-hmm. 2 hours of my day yesterday trying mm-hmm. to figure out who at Michael was. I mean, I think I was texting you over those 2 hours being like, I tried this. I tried this. I did this. I'm still looking. Da, da, da.
Yeah, we were listening to calls together, like in Lindsay's living room and like, you know, laughing about calls. And then this one call came in and Lindsay was immediately like hypnotized by it and was like, oh my God, who is this person? And then I left and then she was still texting me about it. Like, I can't figure this person out.
First of all, it was like,
it's usually easier.
Usually it's not even fun to play those calls because the answer to the question is, oh, it's some rich guy. It's the art guy. Oh, it's their manager. Oh, it's their makeup artist. Yeah. Oh, it's their, you know, oh, it's the label. Oh, whatever.
Yes, like, it's never an interesting person.
So this guy's like, his name is at Michael on Instagram. He's got no bio. He's in photos with the hugest range of people. Everyone from E.L. James, who he lovingly called Erica, to,
as in the writer of the 50 Shades trilogy.
Right. To
as
Rita.
In significantly older than he is.
Yes. To Rita. He's in a very intimate, weirdly, photo with Armie Hammer and Elizabeth Chambers. He's with the River. He's with the Riverdale
crew. Kids constantly.
It's like usually you could tell by who they're with, who the people are, or you can tell by the comments, but he has limited comments or he has just no comments. I can't tell.
But it's like the range really is fascinating. And it's like, and it's not just the range of people, it's the range of events. It's like casual hangs, like eating pizza with Richard Madden, yes. but then also literally Kristen Stewart's date at the Met Gala.
Who is putting up with him is what I'm saying. Like, who is this guy? He's almost like a ghost, like a celebrity mm-hmm. friend ghost. Because what I ended up doing was, you know, I'm looking through every single Instagram trying to find hints. The problem is that I looked at all the photos that he was tagged in, but there are mm-hmm. none because his name is Michael. So everyone and their mom is tagging Michael. So he gets lost in there. That's a dead end. I go to Getty Images. I'm trying to match the events that he's in his Instagrams to the
with
Getty events
captions,
to find
yeah.
him, to see if they're IDing him. I cannot find him anywhere. I'm looking at LACMA Art and Film. I'm looking at the
We're doing
Met
reverse
Gala.
Image searches.
I'm doing reverse image searches on photos that I think are paparazzi. I'm looking anyone who he tags that I don't recognize. I'm going to their things. I'm trying to figure out mm-hmm. who they are. There was one clue that kind of gave it away, but I got overwhelmed and it was almost like a red herring, was that one guy in the comments kept being like, this is like Braun style. Hashtag Braun style. Hashtag mm-hmm. Braun guy. Like he's mm-hmm. doing it the Braun way. And I was like, Bobby, is his last name Braun?
Yeah.
B-R-A-U-N.
A-U-N.
So I'm like, is it Michael Braun? And I searched Michael Braun and there's so many.
Also hard.
There's so many people that, and I didn't see him, so I gave up. I was like, okay, I'm going to go back and see if I can figure something else out. Then we put in a few quote-unquote calls / texts to people that we knew, you know, to try and figure this out. We got
people
varying,
we knew in Los Angeles who would yes. know people who might know yes. him.
We got varying responses back, some more helpful than others. The main guess that I had, too, was because earlier in his feed, there's a lot of like photos of like him being at art stuff, which any rich person obviously can dabble mm-hmm. in art. But I thought he maybe was an art guy.
Right. So especially because like Cook Maroney and these other art guys are like top of mind. We're like, oh, the answer to this question is rich
drug
spawn
dealer.
Of someone who now does art or drug dealer. Honestly, that comes to mind.
But is he like Armie Hammer and Elizabeth Chambers drug dealer? Like, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't track. Then we realized, both me and Bobby, that we had literally the number one person who is qualified to track down somebody online, and her name is Ashley Feinberg. And if you have heard of her recently, she was doing more important things, like literally
Ashley Feinberg, journalist too.
Yeah, she unmasked Mitt Romney's secret Twitter account.
Pierre Delecto. That
days
was Ashley
ago.
Feinberg.
C'est moi.
So finally, I was like, I was chatting with Lindsay, and Lindsay's getting so
I was
frustrated,
so
like all caps text, like I can't figure this guy out. Why is this happening? I'm so mad. I spent so much time. I'm so
I
mad. And I was
to
like,
be satisfied.
And I was like,
it
LOL.
Was like,
why don't we just ask Ashley? And Lindsay was like, right, duh. So we asked Ashley, who has more important things to do.
Does
mind
she?
You. Yes. Uncovering the truth about like our political heroes.
Okay, sure. But she can do that too. I'm just saying she has the time to do this for
point
us.
Point is, she is
incredible.
Also, extremely
at her
good at her job. So she found out who Michael is in under 10 minutes. Under
it was amazing.
10 minutes.
I was like, I felt really stupid. I mean, she went the way that was the most interesting too, is that she went all the way to
James.
The bottom through E.L. James because it's true. The weirdest thing on his feed is E.L. James. And so do you want to do the quiz? Does the quiz come after this, or do we talk about
the quiz can come after, and the quiz is mostly just like, because it's really, once we explain who he is, that's kind of done. The quiz is just a fun way to explore his feed.
So this guy, turns out, it's no shock, but it is interesting to me. He's a real estate developer in Canada, but he's a huge real estate developer. Like, he's a billionaire.
He might not be a billionaire, but he sells like properties that are well into the tens of millions of dollars. And, you know, the commission on that is probably crazy. So he started as just a real estate broker. So he was making commission. Now he actually works for like one of the top developers in Canada, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. It's sort of, there's something sort of Trumpian there, but he like big, his company builds like high rise condos and one
so
of those condos and hotels.
That he'd be friends with E.L. James, who's Canadian, because he's probably like friends with his parents. And it also makes sense that he'd be hanging out in Vancouver with the Riverdale cast because he's Canadian.
Everything there. Yeah. So, and you know, he's in his 30s. He's rich. He seems sort of like just fun and harmless. And then there's some sort of like, because he's so hard to figure out, I think that must be appealing to celebrities because he's normal, but he's also not like trying to become famous, which
but I think
you
he also,
must want as a famous person.
But you know, as a famous person, you know you love someone who picks up the bill. I bet he picks up the bill.
Oh, he picks up the bill all the time.
I bet he picks up the bill. I bet he arranges trips that you get invited on for free. I bet.
Exactly.
I mean, not even Rita loves a free trip. Like, I just know Rita. Rita's all over his feed. Like, she knows how to get
that
free
trip. She was OG too.
Yeah.
Because you scroll back, he started his Instagram. What's really funny, he started his Instagram in like 2015, 2016, and it seems like he started his Instagram specifically to document his new life among the celebrities, because when you go to like the first article about him, which is in like 2010, he's like a hotshot up-and-coming real estate developer who was gonna be a lawyer. His parents are both doctors. They're in like dermatology or like skincare. And then he's like, you know, I got really good at this. Then I started collecting cars. Now I work for this like amazing Canadian thing. I have so much money. So I feel like once he fell in with some celebrities, he got a taste for it. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, wait, I can get into the Vanity Fair Oscar party. I can get into the Met Gala.
Yeah.
This is
and
really
now all
fun.
He does is go to these parties and hangs out with celebrities. I just love that the connection to Rita might be through E.L. James because of the 50 Shades thing. Like, that's not necessarily true. I mean, she finds her way to meet rich people all the time on her own. Yeah. But wouldn't that just be so funny if that was like the way that he met her?
It would be amazing. I'm inclined to agree. It's a little absurd because like Rita has such a small role in that trilogy, but I
but
think it makes more sense
set.
Than anything else we can think of.
So they're shooting it in Canada. Didn't they shoot
Eel's
it in
Vancouver?
Eel's
like, come, I'm shooting a movie. This is so fun.
Right.
Eel probably thinks
he's
this is so much
set.
Fun.
This guy's like, oh, Rita, they become friends. Rita's like, rich guy, I love it. Then like, you know, they become good
rich
friends.
Rich guy, love it.
Well, because you know who comments on every single one of his posts? Rita's sister.
Elena.
Anyways, think about how long I spent looking at this guy's fucking Instagram. I'm so relieved that it's figured out, even if it's not like anything scandalous. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe this guy's like kind of a shady guy, but
whatever.
He's a real estate guy. His parents owned Vancouver Laser and Skincare Center. He may or may not be related to Scooter Braun. Ashley couldn't figure that out, but she suspects because they have a similar look.
They have a similar Jewish look,
I think, and they're both Canadian.
Okay, so I made this quiz based on his like ridiculous Instagram and the ridiculous comments and the ridiculous stuff. Let's just play it. Okay. In August, Michael posted a photo of himself in bed with Elizabeth Chambers and Armie Hammer. What did Elizabeth comment? A, yay platonic threesome. B, bet emoji, bet emoji, bet emoji. C, shoes, !! In, !! Bed, !! D, heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji.
D.
Yes, that's true. D, heart emoji, heart emoji. Okay.
Do you know how long I looked at this Instagram feed?
On December 3rd, 2018, Michael posted a pic of one of his best friends / most frequent Instagram commenters, Vass Morgan, with the caption, HBD Vass Morgan, who is Vass hugging in the photo? A, Rita Ora. B, Chloe Green. C, Jeremy Meeks. D, Lily Kwong.
Rita.
Jeremy Meeks. For some reason, he's hugging Jeremy Meeks.
Fuck.
Okay. How many photos has Alexander Skarsgård, a.k.a. Batman and Big Little Lies, a.k.a. Vampire, what was his name in
Vampire.
True Blood? Whatever.
Vampire.
How many has he appeared in, untagged, in the past 6 months? A, 1. B, 2. C, 3. D, 4.
I want to say, I saw him once. Is it 2?
It's 2. He's appeared in 2 photos, just like randomly. Untagged. Just like in one, he's just like drinking a beer on the side. In another one, he's in front of a helicopter. It's like, okay. Okay, there he is. It'll just be like casual Friday hang.
This does a good job illustrating like the absurdity of this guy's feed, which makes me think you should put this quiz before we talk about him if you want to bump it up, if it makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
As an intro.
Here's a caption that Michael posted. If looks could kill at Vanity Fair, I assume it's at the Oscar party this year. Whose looks are theoretically killing? A. Rowan Blanchard and Camila Mendes. B. Sabrina Carpenter and Cole Sprouse. C. Lily Reinhart and Kaia Gerber. D. KJ Apa and Scout Willis.
C.
Whose looks are killing? Nope, it's Rowan Blanchard and Camila Mendes.
What? If looks could kill.
This caption said, blank with the bodyguard. And he meant Richard Madden. So it's a photo of
I know what photo this bodyguard. Is.
Rita Ora's in it, and so is Ellie Bomber.
It's such a good
what is with the bodyguard? Backyard BBQ with the bodyguard. Movie night with the bodyguard. Board games with the bodyguard. Pizza party with the bodyguard.
It's a
backyard barbecue.
Because that's such a good picture of Rita. I was like clocked it. I was like, oh, nice.
It's also a great picture of Richard Madden. When has there not been one? Who did Michael wish a happy birthday to on August 25th, 2017?
He's constantly wishing
happy birthday.
Oh,
okay.
God.
He's like Josh Gad, but of the living. Okay.
Happy one more year on Earth.
Okay. A. Sophia Richie. B. Hari Neff. C. Camila Alves. D. Kiernan Shipka.
B. Hari Neff.
A. Sophia Richie. And it's a photo of her feet.
But he also wished Hari Neff a happy birthday.
Of course he did.
Point.
It was on a different day.
Okay.
The photos. There are all these photos of. It's like a photo of Sophia Richie like on a floaty in a pool. And half of the comments are just like foot fetishists being like, I love her toes. Yes, Sophia's toes. He only has like 15,000 followers.
There are definite like exceptions to this rule within his feed, but there are certain celebrities that he is like with a lot that make me so sus about him. And one of them is Sophia Richie. It's like,
yeah, he wished her a happy birthday in 2017. She was probably turning 18. Okay.
But not even like that type of sus, but just like,
oh yeah. Like Starino
who is
sus.
This guy?
Yes.
Like, yeah. Like Starino. Like fucking, there is a photo of Starino on his feed.
I know. Starino likes a lot of his photos too. Okay.
Yeah.
Finish the caption.
Oh, God, it's not over.
Hold tight. Don't be afraid. We got you, blank. Okay. Is it, we got you, Paris Hilton. We got you, Stella Maxwell. We got you, Zoe Deutsch. We got you, Skylar Shay.
Do you know who I know who it is?
Who it is?
It's another celebrity that I don't understand how they're friends with. His friends with Zoe Deutsch.
Zoe Deutsch.
How
Zoe
is
Deutsch.
He?
Zoe Deutsch is another one of the OGs. Like Zoe OG. Deutsch, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, Zoe Deutsch is making an appearance holding a red Solo
cup. Is she Canadian?
No, she's American.
Okay, never mind.
But she probably shoots a lot of stuff in Canada. I also think that's a big thing. Like, she's in things that shoot in Canada. So
right.
Shoot things in Vancouver,
they
guess
stay
what?
In his...
He's going to be there.
Right.
They stay in his
stuff.
He shows
up. Okay.
He shows up. He takes the bill, whatever. Okay. This game is fun. Okay.
Is it over, though?
There are four more.
Oh, my God.
There's a pic of Michael and a woman in a wig captioned, punks. Who is the other punk? Like, they're dressed like punks.
Yeah, I got it.
Who is the other punk? A, Kristen Stewart. B, Kelly Osbourne. C, Hari Neff. D, Tessa Thompson.
Kristen Stewart.
Kelly Osbourne. Oh, like, God. What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Who else? Oh, wait. Oh, God. I forgot. This was a connection to the Zoe Deutsch one. Who else is in that Zoe Deutsch pic? Untagged. A, Chloe Grace Moretz. B, Abigail Breslin. C, Zendaya. D, Gigi Gorgeous.
It's Chloe Grace
it's
Moretz.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
I knew
untagged.
That. It's so weird.
Okay, two more. In 2016, he shared a photo of two women sharing a drink, like drinking out of the same drink.
Got it.
And he captioned it, my Met Gala princesses. Who are the princesses? Kendall Jenner and Jordan Dunn, Alicia Vikander and Emma Watson, Zoe Deutsch and Nina Dobrev, Lily Rose Depp and Zendaya. All those people were at the Met Gala in 2016.
I want to say D.
It's Zoe Deutsch and Nina Dobrev.
Again with Zoe Deutsch.
Okay. Last one. This is recent. The most recent photo on his grid.
I know.
Michael posted a pic of him eating pasta on the Amalfi Coast. Hasta be pasta to make me smile. # National Pasta Day.
What?
First of all, this is not going to be multiple choice. I just want to see if you can remember. What? Which famous spawn commented on it?
Famous spawn?
Yeah.
Is it Kaia Gerber?
No.
Is
one more guess.
No, I don't remember. I honestly.
It would be
don't.
Too obvious if I made it multiple choice. Dylan Penn, the model daughter of Sean Penn and Robin Wright.
I would have never guessed that.
Okay. What did Dylan Penn comment? A, a pasta emoji. B, mamma mia. C, is that gluten-free LMAO? Or D, just one word, gnocchi.
Just one word, gnocchi?
Yeah.
I
she
knew
goes,
you couldn't.
Gnocchi.
I knew you couldn't make that up. It's so funny.
Mamma mia.
Just one word.
Dylan Penn.
Gnocchi.
Well, how are all these people finding him?
His comments are insane. His comments are either like, yo, living the high life, bro. Like, he has four comments per picture. It's like, living the high life, bro. Or it's or it's Julia Roberts being like, yes, Michael. Like, it's not Julia Roberts, but you know what I mean? Like, it's some famous person being like, Michael, go.
Well, I think that's one of the revealing things about it, too, because whenever he begins it in 2016, the comments are much more surprised by it, where they're like, damn, son, like, look at your life. So, right. Like, it really did start in 2016.
I'm obsessed with this guy.
He somehow realized that he can pay for friendships, and it's working. Let me see if he responded to my Instagram message. Hold on. Let's do this on the air.
You messaged him and said, who are you?
I said, who are you? It'd be funny if he just responded, like, I'm Michael.
I'm Michael Braun.
Did he say something? Oh, he didn't respond.
He's not going to respond to you. You're not famous enough.
Well, it was from Who Weekly. We had the check.
You sent it to him from Who Weekly?
Yeah. I thought maybe it would give him some context.
Damn. Now he's going to be on the show. He's going to be like, he knew.
Call in.
He's going to sue the hell out of us. Okay.
Hi, Who Weekly. Important content from the Masked Singer Australia grand finale, which aired last night. Lindsay Lohan said to the robot, who she thought was Cody Simpson, who dated her little sister, she looked at Robot and said, if you're Cody Simpson, I want my furniture back. I furnished your house in Venice. And then says, we have a lot to talk about, but here is not the forum. And it turns out it was Cody Simpson. And when he took his mask off and she said, what happened to the furniture? He goes, I don't know. It didn't arrive. anyway, thanks.
The furniture didn't arrive.
So Lindsay Lohan has been a judge on Masked Singer Australia for a few weeks now. And the big joke that everyone's making over there and also like people who over here is that Lindsay Lohan is literally the least qualified person to do this because she doesn't know who anyone is, but she doesn't even know who the big celebrities are. So how would she know who like the local, like every time they unmask someone and you see her face, she's like, ugh.
I sort of feel like the Cody Simpson angle is the only reason she got cast because like, they knew Cody Simpson would do well, if not win, and they knew that she
Maybe.
Had a relationship
I
with
don't
him.
Think
like that
must
have come out in some
reason.
Sort of like
I think it's just,
pre-interview thing.
No, you're reaching. I just think if it's you can get Lindsay Lohan, you get her because it's like she's a talking point, and it made people care about this show. Like honestly, but can I?
But
read
that's
you...
kind of small worldy that she has this really intense relationship with Cody Simpson.
But that's what's so ridiculous about it is that when she finally does recognize somebody, it's Cody Simpson, and the only thing that she can think of to say is "Where's my furniture?" She has no sense of like being on TV or doing anything anymore. It's just like, "Where's my furniture?"
The big question is he going to give you your furniture back?
Where is it even?
I don't know. I don't think it ever showed up, actually.
I remember that you wanted to go back home and you wanted to play more guitar and get back to the ocean and just chill.
Very good detective, Lindsay, yeah.
So Cody Simpson dated Ali Lohan a while ago and actually not even that long ago, last year. And she says, Ali was like, you can't be sleeping on a mattress. You need to have a bed frame. And I was like, nah, I'm cool. I like this, Cody told Punky. She was like, Lindsay is going to order you this stuff. But it never ended up coming, and we don't know where it went.
That's so Lindsay to, like, not actually order the furniture.
Yeah, it's not that it never came. It's that Lindsay never ordered it, okay? Lindsay probably told someone, order Cody some furniture, and then just took their word for it that they did it. But they're probably like, Lindsay, you don't have money in the bank for this.
Dated?
You can't order. No, Ali and Cody dated. Ali Lohan, her sister, Lohan Holiday.
Did she really want that furniture back, even if it did arrive, but it never arrived?
It must be a joke. And honestly, there's no way that furniture got ordered.
Can
They'd
I
be getting FedEx slips that are like, we missed you.
The list of people that were revealed to be on Australian Masked Singer
Please.
Who Lindsay Lohan didn't
know.
An actor named Rob Mills, a journalist / TV presenter named Gorgie Coughlin, a singer named Denny Hines, a singer named Paulini, a singer named Kate Sobrano, a country singer-songwriter named Adam Brand, a TV radio presenter named Darren McMullen, a rugby player named Wendell Saylor, a singer and dancer named Nikki Webster, a cricketer named Brett Lee, and a TV presenter / comedian named Gretel Colleen. So imagine
You're
Lindsay
telling me
Lohan.
That Lindsay Lohan didn't know who any of those people were?
Well, they were like, it's Paulini! And Lindsay Lohan's like, ugh! It's just so fucking funny to me because, like, the qualifications for being a judge on this show are like already, you know, rock bottom, just the lowest of the bear, like the deepest that you can go into the ocean. And yet she can't even get there because she doesn't know who any Australians are. And how would she? The only Australian she knows happens to win, and it's her sister's ex-boyfriend.
She posted this photo of Allie and Cody, like a paparazzi photo of Allie and Cody. And Allie looks a little sad, and so does Cody. And Lindsay captioned it, "When you realize you failed and you settle for less," at Cody Simpson. Home Alone, Scream Face, Anchor. Family is everything. You won The Masked Singer, but you lost on your future. I'm not really sure what this even means.
Like, because he's not dating Allie anymore?
Anymore, so...
But he dated her in, like, 2018. Oh, my God.
Recently.
Only 2 years ago.
Recently.
Yikes.
And then it says... a source close to Lindsay says the post was not directed at Miley. Lindsay loves Miley. It was only a shot at Simpson and his former relationship with Alana. Oh, she's saying you settle for less by saying Miley is less than Allie.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That's
I
what
see
she's
now.
Saying. And I
see now.
And I really think, like, although the cynical mind in me says, I don't know, but Cody Simpson winning The Masked Singer Australia and dating Miley Cyrus at the same time just happened to happen. Happened to happen. Like, it's not...
Yeah, I believe that. I don't think that that's... There are certain things that are a little too... A little too galaxy brain to be... to be, like, I don't know, pre-planned.
But the most Lindsay Lohan thing is when... Is her yelling at him to return her furniture on live TV in Australia.
That
not even live
honest,
TV.
Absolutely was never ordered.
Yeah, that she never, ever ordered.
Like, she put it in the shopping cart but never clicked checkout, you know?
Like, she asked her assistant to order it in 2018. Her assistant was like, we're not ordering this guy furniture. You're not paying for
like,
this guy's
looked
furniture.
Looked at the credit card bill and was this isn't going to happen.
Because I thought it was many years ago. If it's only 2 years ago, forget it.
No,
or last
one year.
Forget it. She's not buying Cody Simpson furniture for his beach house in Venice. Like, absolutely not.
Funny. And then yesterday, she uploaded a video of herself dancing outside a Shell station and tagged at Shell station. Gotta say, hilarious.
She's riding high on whatever the fuck.
Lindsay, what quince did you get when we got some quince promo?
I got sheets.
Me too.
I got beautiful sheets. Beautiful sheets.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I lied. I got a duvet cover. Same thing, though.
A friend of mine reached out and said, you know how you say on the quince ad that you have 365 days for returns? I once used that feature and it was incredible. It was so easy and great. And I said, wow. That's so nice to hear because Quince offers free shipping and 365-day returns. And that's part of one of their many offerings like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
Oh, yeah, you're obsessed with the washable silk tops.
It's hard to... Washing silk is a pain in the tush.
Not from Quince. Normally. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that can cut the cost of the middleman and pass the savings right on to me, Lindsay, and you. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order. And as she said, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/who.
Hey, Lindsay and Bobby. This is Bryn. Long time. Okay, so I know that Jen Gotch is a who. And I don't believe you all have talked about her before on the show, but her birthday was recently, her 47th birthday. Which fantastic, good for her. Yes, happy birthday, Jen. But like, who is she? What is Bando? I'm gonna be honest, I did not click on the link that is in her bio because instead I decided to scroll through her pictures first. And so I get to this picture of her, with mascara smeared down her face. I'm sorry, it's a selfie of her. It's a selfie of her with mascara smeared down her face, and it is from May 31st.
And she says, the caption, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I am going to read some of it. The caption is, this is me after a real big cry at Bando a few years ago after Andrew moved back to Australia, blah, 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 blah. As someone who now helps run a company, I am dedicated to creating a space where it is safe to express your emotions. But I know that expressing any emotion that brings us to tears, and there's a parenthetical, can still be very awkward when done at work. I came up with the idea for International I Cry at Work Day to reduce the stigma around public expressions of emotion. And hey, maybe not publicly flailing your arms around screaming, been there, or sobbing uncontrollably while shouting obscenities in the middle of your office, been there, but feeling our feelings without being mortified or even worse, worrying that our professional performance and emotional stability will be judged. I post pictures like this and cry on my IG stories. Okay, this whole thing, sorry, it's so long. But, like, what? She came up with International Cry at Work Day? Like, how do you celebrate that? Do you just, like, automatically, like, do you just make yourself cry? It's absurd. Who is she? Who is she? This is too long for you guys to play, probably. But, you know, there it is. I love you both so much. Thank you for all you do. Crunch, crunch. Me and grief. Hi, my gay boys. Men don't belong in balloons.
Men don't belong in balloons! God. I love... This is absurd. Who is she?
The thing is like, can I just be...
Be who you cry be who you want to be
at work day is a terrible, terrible idea.
For no, many, it's definitely it's like terrible. Empowerment, openness, mental health, honesty gone a little too far.
Cry anywhere else. Cry at home. Cry on the street. I'm not trying
cry
to take bathroom. Away.
Cry with your friends.
I'm not trying to take away people's ability to cry and express themselves, but encouraging people to specifically go and cry at work. Not like, oh, you're caught off hand and you happen to cry at work and it's very stressful and you don't do that again.
Like,
that
yeah, like
was
if you
a
have a terrible
idea.
Boss, you have a terrible
but don't
whatever, and you have
go to work ready to cry. You know?
I'm gonna cry. Oh, I'm gonna wear this. I'm gonna wear a black shirt because I'm gonna cry at work today and I'm gonna wipe my face and I don't want the mascara to like get like you
literally.
Know like don't go into it planning to
like
cry.
That's what I'm trying to say, like I'm not trying to like but don't celebrate crying at work. And also must be nice to own your company, then you can fucking cry every day on the job. But
yeah,
a lot of people don't own
like some person going into fucking their retail job at Forever 21 and just being like, oh, by the way, boss man, I'm going to cry at work all day because Jen Gotch said it's National Cry at Work Day today. Like,
but also
your boss would have every right to be mad at you.
National Cry at Work Day is so
And the boss is like, excuse me? No, didn't you see Jen Gotch's Instagram? She's friends with Busy Phillips. Like, no, that's not going to work.
Can you imagine getting an alert that's like, street cleaning is suspended because it's National Cry at Work Day? And I look at my phone and I'm like... fucked up, but yes.
I don't have to move my car. Oh my god. Like you go to the bank and you're like, oh, it's National Cry. Maybe it's not going to be open. Then you walk in and you're like, oh, the bank is open, but everyone's sobbing.
Oh, it's International Cry at Work Day. I don't want people to think that we're like shaming people who happen to cry at work, but I just
no.
think it should be celebrated as like a one-off situation and something that like happens to you and you whatever, then you specifically go to cry at work. I think I've made
But
my
this
point.
Is the
I
result this
to...
is the result of what I think is inarguably a good thing. Like overall Jen Gotch does a net good with regards to being open about mental health
well,
and like
point.
Emotions
it's
but I think it's sort of
in
like
a very
it's been
yeah.
going on for so long that she's doing new things and not everything works and I think this is one of those things that didn't quite work like I
so
think
who
like she
is she though
she founded that accessories like
Bando.
Sort of like Bando which is
but
like a very
really...
very famous online
Can
brand
I, like,
Instagram
is...
shopping brand
this is fine like people sell way less but they don't really sell a lot of stuff I gotta say. Like, it's got, like, you know, it's an online boutique.
It's a very niche thing, but
20 things total, maybe.
Yeah, but I think they sell a lot of each of those 20
things.
Yeah,
you think so?
I think so. And I think she's doing extremely well. And I think also the company gets like, I don't know, she like hosts things and they like sponsor things. They make products for like other brands and stuff.
Got it. So I feel like licensing stuff. Okay.
It's licensing stuff. I think that's what it seems like, because she's on like every women's magazine and sort of like, especially like entrepreneurial women's sites, like being interviewed for like being a boss lady. I think she's sort of like, what's her name? Sophie Amoroso. She's like a much more likable version of that.
Yeah,
because she has that girl boss mentality. I think even uses language like that on some of her merch. But there's not a darkness there, as far as I know. There are no complaints from employees saying like she's actually a vicious monster. Like Jen Gotch seems to be a good egg.
Well, she is also like best friends with, you know, name it. You know, I think Busy Phillips is a big one. But like she's also like friends with all of them. She's always in their you know, she's all over the place.
Yeah, she's sort of like Jen Meyer, but with a more distinguishable brand, you know?
Or a less distinguishable brand. No, you're right. She's got more.
But it's like, and also Jen Meyer, there's like nepotism there. Like Jen Gotch sort of did, I think, as far as like, I tried to find her origin story, and it does seem like this was a very, like, truly, genuinely self-made thing that she did with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an Instagram account that happened to take off.
Mm-hmm.
It was more just like a lifestyle blog that just like worked, and it clicked at the right place, right time, when mm-hmm. Instagram wasn't necessarily known for e-commerce and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I was like, oh, has she ever been in the Daily Mail? And she's been in the Daily Mail a few times, almost always regarding her relationship with Busy Phillips. It's like Busy Phillips out at a thing, her friend Jen Gotch is there.
Mm-hmm.
Busy Phillips out with Charlie XCX at a thing, her friend Jen Gotch is there.
Mm-hmm.
But then the only time that she's in the Daily Mail exclusively because of herself is, quote, stop, all caps, turning mental health into a fashion statement, colon. Popular lifestyle brand is blasted for romanticizing depression and anxiety after releasing a line of mental illness necklaces.
Oh my God.
Mental illness necklaces. She
it
sold
was her, right? Oh, because she said anxiety and depression. Anxiety, depression.
Because she suffers from both, and she's also bipolar, and Busy Phillips wore the anxiety necklace that I think probably turned it into a best fucking seller, and people got mad at her for glamorizing it, and then she was like, listen. These necklaces were designed by our founder, Jen, who has bipolar disorder, and all net proceeds from these necklaces go directly to BC2M, a nonprofit organization dedicated to encouraging dialogue about mental health and to raising awareness, understanding, and empathy. I don't know. I have a lot of friends who follow her, and they're like, I really like her. I like how open she is, and I think that is the bulk of her appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are ways to do this badly. We've seen it innumerable, like countless times, and she's doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But crying at work day, that's a bridge too far.
Right. It's just like everything else makes sense to me, and I get it and I understand it. And it's great that she's the one to be doing it and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think crying at work is like, I think it's like you think in your mind, you're like, this is a thing that is something we want to empower, and here's a way to do it. And then you mix them together and it comes out like a long fart, and you're like, okay, we missed something. We have to go back and like remix this, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
there's some.
Yeah. It's almost interesting in the way that it kind of fails to me.
If you cry, talk about it. Don't feel guilty. Let's discuss why we're crying at work. But to go in with the intention of crying is fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not an actor. I can't just cry on command. Mazel if you can, but I cannot.
Little do you guys know, Bobby cries at work constantly because his work is his home. And
oh, yeah. This caption I love from the headline, Charlie XCX flashes a hint of her toned abs and satin pink bralette and flowy skirt as she joins Busy Phillips at a marijuana event. Incredible.
I love that.
And the caption where Jen is mentioned. Strike a pose. Opting for comfort in the footwear department, the white chick star donned comfy brown sandals as she posed next to Bando founder Jen Gotch.
Wow.
That is Jen Gotch's number one thing, being
posing next to people.
Posing next to people.
Yeah, she's good at that.
She's fun. She's funny.
She's
whatever.
She's good at that. All right.
Let's not play who or them. Let's just end it. We can save this for next time. And with that, we are done. Thank you for listening to Who's There. Call in 619 Who Them if you have any questions, comments, concerns. We will be back on Tuesday with another episode. What else, Lindsay? Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/weekly. Buy tickets to
live
our
New Jersey show
in Jersey City. Jersey City.
Can't wait to go there.
Separate from New Jersey. Jersey City is the name of the city. No shade. Jersey City. We love it. We stand. You see Nora tweeted at us like, this is my hometown. Show it some respect.
No, okay. I respect it. And I can't wait to go there. And I hope that the people of Jersey City come out to see us, or else it's going to be pretty embarrassing that we can't even get people to come to New Jersey.
Cory Booker, come bring Rosario. Did you see Rosario's like in a heap of trouble?
With what?
She and her mom are being sued. They were like being transphobic.
Oh, they were being transphobic?
A handyman they hired who was a transgender man. And he is saying that like they use like transphobic words against him. And like, I think the mom is being accused of literally beating him up.
Rosario Dawson cannot come to the industry tour. Corey Booker, amended this. It's your invitation is rescinded.
Cory Booker, come.
But come solo.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see you all at the Jersey City show. We'll also see you on Tuesday with a new episode. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Hey. I want to be famous.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. I just wanted to call and tell you, I mean, you're probably not going to play it on the show, but I just felt like it was valuable information that I was at Moulin Rouge on Broadway, and I saw Zach Braff there with Florence Pugh, and he grabbed her butt as they were walking out of the theater, and it was kind of gross and weird. Anyway, that's it. Okay, bye. Love the show.